弟兄姐妹朋友们，主里平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters and friends.
今天我们要特别来看马可福音十二章。
So today we're coming to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 12.
一到十二节。
Verse 1 to 12.
借此我们也特别也会稍微看一下马可福音十一章跟十二章的内容。
And we also want to take the opportunity to review part of chapter 11.
这叫福音的故事。
So this is the story of the gospel.
因为耶稣在12章1到12节开始讲起他为什么要来。
Because Jesus talked about the reason why he's coming here, in chapter 12.
他讲到人为什么拒绝他。
And he also talks about the reason why people rejected him.
他讲到他要成就这个福音。
And he talked about that he's going to accomplish this gospel.
故事没有完整的说他要上十字架。
So the story hasn't really told those details about his going to the cross.
马可福音呢，记载耶稣讲的比喻不多。
There is not a lot of parables are recorded in the Gospel of Mark.
但是他所记载的都很重要。
But every parable that it records is very important.
这不是说其他的福音书记载很多比喻都不重要。
This is not to say that the parables recorded in other gospels are not important. This is not what I mean.
那马可福音是有讲究的。
But there are something very special about the gospel of Mark.
那在第四章讲到撒种的比喻。
So in the chapter 4, it talks about the sower.
接着在第四、第五章、第六章里头，我们就看到撒种比喻。在一个现实的这个生活当中怎么演变出来。
And in chapter 4, 5 and 6, we continue to see the parable of sower, how it evolves out in our lives in reality.
今天呢我们在马可福音12章耶稣他又记载耶稣讲的另外一个比喻。
So in chapter 12, we are going to see another parable that Jesus said.
园户的比喻。
The parable of the tenants.
接着在十四、十五章就把那个比喻演出来。
And so in 14 and 15, chapter 14 and 15, people are acting out as the evil tenants.
耶稣为我们死在十字架上。
Jesus died on the cross for us.
我们一起来再做一次的祷告。
Let's bow and pray again.
天父，我们感谢你早晨带领我们能够聚在这里来聆听你的话语。
Heavenly Father, we thank you to gather us together in this beautiful morning to worship you.
让我们能够来听你的话语，求主你开我们的心。
That we can listen to your words, and Lord, we pray that you open our eyes.
看到主你自己的奇妙，你自己的荣耀。
Now we can see how miraculous you are and to see your glory.
祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
时候已晚。
So it is getting late.
时候已晚，耶稣最后一次上耶路撒冷。
It is getting late and it's the last time that Jesus went up to Jerusalem.
如果你还记得的话，耶稣最后一次上耶路撒冷的时候，有一大群的人在他前后呼喊。
So if you still remember, the last time that Jesus went to Jerusalem, he was encircled with a throng of people.
耶稣进城的时候，有一群的人呼喊，何善哪，何善哪，奉主名来的是应当称颂的。
So when he entered the city of Jerusalem, many people shouted, Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.
耶稣进了城。
And so he entered into Jerusalem.
接着他安静地走进圣殿。
Quietly, he entered the temple.
他走进圣殿，看看殿里周围的物件。
And he looked around to see all the objects.
我们有时候读到那里就想说，他为什么要特别记载那一节经文？
And sometimes we may wonder when we read this verse, why this is specially put in the text.
时候已晚。
It is getting late.
耶稣不单来圣殿来看这些的物件。
Not only was Jesus in the temple to observe these objects.
第二天他再一次来到圣殿的时候，他看到一群的人在殿里头买卖。
On the second day, when he came back to the temple, he saw a group of people selling and buying.
耶稣就把那些换银钱的人的桌子给推翻了。
So he overthrew the tables of the money changers.
他也把那些卖鸽子的人的凳子也推倒了。
And he also overthrew the stools where of those people who selling the doves.
这些人的桌子桌椅都推倒了之后，他还不允许任何人拿着器具从店里头经过。
And after he overthrew all these items, he didn't allow anyone to pass through the temple.
这一次他看到的不是只是店里的物件。
So not only did he see the items in the temple,
他还看到店里头本当作为万国祷告的店却变成一个贼窝。
But he also saw the temple, who was supposed to be the temple of worship for every nation, has been turned into the den of the robbers.
所以他就引用了旧约的经文说，我的殿必称为万国祷告的殿，你们到时他成为贼窝了。
So he quoted scripture from the Old Testament. My temple was supposed to be the temple for every nation to worship and pray. However, you have turned into the den of the robbers.
时候已晚。
So it is getting late.
耶稣不单是来看圣殿周围的物件。
He's not only coming to observe the objects of a temple.
他不单是来看到一群的人买卖而把他们赶出去。
Not only did he see all the merchants selling and buying, and he drove them away.
第三天。
On the third day.
他再来到圣殿。
He came back to the temple.
这一次他要面对圣殿里面的宗教领袖。
And he's going to face the religious leaders in the temple.
在11章27到33节，他面对的是祭司长和文士。
So in chapter 11, 27 to 33, he faced the priests and the scribes.
在12章13节到17节，他面对法利赛人跟西律党的人。
And in chapter 12, 13 to 17, he faces the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and the Herodians.
在12章18节到27节，他面对是撒都盖人。
And chapter 12, verse 18 to 27, he faces the Sadducees.
马可呢，他在这里呢，就挑了三个代表。
So Mark chose three types of representatives.
他没有把所有耶稣所遇到的人都记载下来，但是他挑了三个代表，一个是祭司，一个是法利赛人，一个是撒都盖人。
So he didn't list all the people Jesus encountered. He only chose three types.Represented by priests and scribes and Pharisees and Sadducees.
这些都是宗教的领袖。
And these are all religious leaders.
圣殿里面看起来是漂亮的。
So the temple looks glorious.
但是圣殿里面外院呢就变成贼窝了。
The outer court has been turned into the den of the robbers.
那圣殿里面这些宗教领袖又怎么样？
And what about the religious leaders inside the temple?
如果我们仔细读的话，祭司长、祭司和文士们拒绝了神的权柄。
So if we read carefully, the priests and scribes denied the God's authority.
法利赛人拒绝了神的拥有权。
The Pharisees, they deny God's ownership.
撒都盖人否认了复活。
And Sadducees, they deny the resurrection.
所以就好像耶稣来到这棵无花果树上去找果子的时候，发现没果子。
So it is just like when Jesus went to the fig tree, that he wasn't able to find any fruits.
他到圣殿里面去看。
He went to the temple.
他看到什么呢？
What did he see?
他看到一群买卖的人。
He saw a group of people buying and selling.
把宗教的这个敬拜当着是利益。有利于自己的一个买卖的这个生意。
And they saw that the religious activities turned into like a profit making things.
把这个信仰当作是为了自己能够过更好人生的一个信仰。
And the faith has been turned into something that they can make their lives better.
他来到圣殿。
He went to the holy temple.
他还看到什么？
What else did he see?
他看到宗教领袖们拒绝了神的权柄。
And he saw these religious leaders, they denied the authority of God.
他没有这个尊主伟大的果子。
And they are not bearing the fruit of honoring God as the supreme.
没有归神为圣的果子。
And they have not bearing the fruit to be holy to God.
他只为了今生而活。
And they're only living for this life.
耶稣来到圣殿，在圣殿里面有没有看到他要看的果子呢？
So when Jesus came to the temple, did he see the fruit that he was looking for?
没有。
Nothing.
时候已经晚了。
And it's getting late.
耶稣找不到果子。
And he was not able to find any fruit.
接着他就开始讲了一个比喻。
And so he went on to say this parable.
的比喻就是我们今天所读的这一段的经文12:1-11.
And so this parable is what we have read just now. Chapter 12, verse 1 to 11.
我们打开马可福音十二章一到十一节。
So, let's turn to Gospel of Mark, chapter 12, verse 1 to 11.
我们再把它念一遍好吗？
Let's read it together again.
第一节，耶稣就用比喻对他们说，有人栽了一个葡萄园，到了时候打发一个仆人到园户那里，要从园户收葡萄园的果子。园户拿住他，打了他，叫他空手出去。那我们就停在这里啊。后面是讲到说，这祭司、文士就看出这比喻是指着他们说的，他们清楚得很。
So let's stop here. The verse 12 is talking about that the priests actually were aware that this parable was spoken against them, and they were very clear about that.
在这个比喻里头，我要焦点放在四句话。
So in this parable, I'm going to focus on four verses.
有一个四有四句主要的话。
So there are four key phrases.
第一就是在第六节。
The first one is in verse 6.
在第六节那里说到园主还有一位是他的爱子，末后要打发他去，意思说他们必尊重我的儿子。
Verse 6, he's still the owner of a vineyard, that he still has a son, and he still has another a beloved son. Finally, he sent him to them, saying, they will respect my son.
这是第一句话啊。
So this is the first key phrase.
第二句在这第七节啊。
So the second one is in verse 7.
不料那些园户彼此说，这是承受产业的，来吧，我们杀他，产业就归我们了。
But those tenants said to one another, this is the heir, come, let us kill him, and the inheritance will be ours.
第二句就是来吧，我们杀他，产业就归我们了。
And so the second one is, come, let us kill him, and the inheritance will be ours.
第三句。
Third one.
第三句是在第九节。
Verse 9.
那样葡萄园的主人要怎么办呢？
What will the owner of a vineyard do?
他们杀了仆人，赶了仆人，也杀了爱子。他们要面对的现在是葡萄园的主人。
So they have beaten the servants, they have killed some of the servants, and then they even killed the son. Now they're going to face the owner of the vineyard.
最后一句，第四句，我们要思考的是在第十一节。
So the last one is in verse 11.
这是主所做的，在我们眼中看为稀奇。
This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes.
英文你听了不是稀奇啊，不是很奇怪啊，是很奇妙。
So the English probably you have heard it. This is not something that's strange, but it's marvelous.
这是主所做的，在我们眼中看为奇妙。
This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes.
我们回到第一句啊。
So let's come back to the first one.
第一句，他们必尊敬我的儿子。
The first one, they will respect my son.
这句话说出了神对罪人百般的忍耐。
So this one tells the endurance of the Lord towards sinners.
这比喻一开始讲到的是神的恩典。
So it starts with the grace of God.
在第一节你看到
So in verse 1
第一节耶稣说用这个比喻的时候说有一个人他栽了一个葡萄园周围呢围上了篱笆然后又挖了压酒池盖了一座楼一切都预备好。
So Jesus started to say this parable, a man planted a vineyard and put a fence around it and dug a pit for the winepress and built a tower. So everything has been prepared.
这主人就是神。
So this owner of the vineyard is God himself.
神做了一切。
God has done everything.
神给我们生命气息。
God has given us breath.
神给我们心跳。
God has given us, the heartbeat.
神给我们一个生命能够成长。
And God has given us life that can grow.
神给我们一个头脑能够学习。
And God has given us this, this brain, this wisdom that we can learn.
在这里的园户只是来管理的。
And so the tenants are actually only here to cultivate.
园户不是主人。
And they are not the owner.
园户可以在园子里面能够管理一切能够享受里头的食物但是园户不是主人。
They are the tenants or the manager of a vineyard. They can enjoy the fruits of a vineyard, but these are not the owner of a vineyard.
园户在里头花一天24小时一个月三十几天啊，一年365天，但是他不是主人。
They spend probably 24 hours in the vineyard, 30-ish days every month and 365 days a year, but they are not the owner.
他说这里主人啊到远处去了啊，把这个园子留给园户。
So, it is said here in the scripture that the owner of a vineyard, he went to a faraway country and then he left the vineyard to the tenants.
你在任何时候来到这个园子里头，你只看到园户，你没有看到主人。
So whenever you come to this vineyard, the only people you see are the tenants and you cannot see the owner.
但是你不能说我只看到园户，所以园子是园户的。
But you cannot say that because I only see the tenants, so the vineyard is the tenants.
园子不是园户的。
The vineyard is not the tenants.
乃是那一个看不见的主人的。
But, it belongs to the invisible owner.
那有一天主人就开始差仆人来。
So one day, the owner of the vineyard sent servants to the vineyard.
第二节他说到了时候他打发一个仆人到园户那里要从园户那里收葡萄园的果子。
So when the season, verse 2, when the season comes, he sent a servant to the tenants to get from them some of the fruit of the vineyard.
这个比喻在犹太人听了这个很熟悉的。
So this is actually a very familiar parable to the Jews.
差仆人也就是在旧约里面差先知来。
Sending servants in the Old Testament is, similar equivalent to sending the prophets.
以色列人他们也是神所带起来的一个国家。
So the Israelites were, a nation that's, risen up by the Lord.
神兴起了他们神要向他们要他们要向神交代的。
God rose them as a nation and then they have to, be accountable to God.
神时不时差遣先知到以色列国里头。
So God sent prophets from time to time to the Israelites.
提醒他们。
To remind them.
他们要向神交账。
That they have to be accountable to the Lord.
在这里呢主人差了这个仆人来到这个园户那里要收果子的时候结果第三节园户抓住他打了他叫他空手回去。
So here when the owner of a vineyard, when the season came, he sent a servant to the tenants. In verse 3, it continues, then they took him and beat him and sent him away empty-handed.
你有没有见过这种人?
Have you ever seen these people?
你在这学校的 apartment 住。
So say if you're living in the apartment of a university.
学校差了 manager 来敲你的门。
So the school sent manager to knock at your door.
你把他拉起来打了他把他踢走。
So you held him and then beat him and then kicked him away.
我有休想在我这里收钱。
That you're not allowed to get any rent from me.
这不是寻常人所做的。
This is not something some normal people will do.
这是一个邪恶的人所做的事。
But something that an evil person would do.
第四节。
Verse
4. 原主再打发一个仆人到他们那里，他又把他的打伤了的头还凌辱他。
Again, he sent to them another servant, and they struck him on the head and treated him shamefully.
啊，为什么要讲特别讲他打伤他的头，凌辱他呢
？So why it is specifically mentioned to beat him on the head and to treat him shamefully?
啊，有可能，耶稣在讲比喻的时候，这里暗示说施洗约翰被砍头了。
So maybe Jesus was actually implying to John the Baptist that he was actually beheaded.
在耶稣讲这个比喻之前，他在跟祭司长说施洗约翰。他的权柄是不是从天上来的
？Before Jesus said this parable, he was talking with the religious leaders. Where does the authority of John the Baptist came from? Is it from above?
祭司长讨论了一下，不愿意承认他是从天上来的。
So the chief priests they discussed among themselves, and then they were not willing to acknowledge that this is from above.
那就说我不知道。
And then they said, we didn't know.
我们不知道。
We don't know.
施洗约翰头都被砍了，他们还要凌辱施洗约翰的权柄。
So John the Baptist has already been beheaded, but they are going to shame his authority.
第五节。
Verse 5.
他又再打发一个仆人去，他们就把他杀了。
And he sent another and him they killed.
后又打发好些仆人，又有些被他们打的，又有被他们杀的。
And so with many others, some they beat and some they killed.
你就发现到神的忍耐在那里不断的差遣仆人，差遣先知到他的子民当中。
And so you see the long suffering of God that He constantly, He continuously sending the servants and prophets to be among the people.
神差遣他的仆人要把神的话传到他的仆人那个园户当中他的子民当中，但是却被人一次又一次的拒绝。
He sent His servants to spread His words among the tenants, but they were rejected again and again.
他们不但拒绝，他们还凌辱神所差来的仆人。
Not only did they rejected them, they also shamed them.
一开始打他，叫他空手回去。
First that they beat him, and sent him away empty-handed.
第二次还加上凌辱他。
The second time they shamed him.
第三次呢更严重杀了他。
And the third one is even worse, they killed him.
然后经文讲到第四段的时候就讲说这不只是一次两次的事情，是一直持久的持续的一个问题。
And the scripture continued that this is not just isolated events, it's continually going on all the time.
最后神拆了他的爱子。
So finally, God sent His beloved Son.
这说明了神对罪人百般的忍耐。
And so this shows the long suffering, the endurance of God to the sinners.
我们人呢，不断的拒绝神。
We human rejects God all the time.
最后，神还差他的爱子耶稣基督来拯救我们。
But God has sent His only beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to save us.
无论人多么的拒绝神，神仍然没有放弃我们。
No matter how much we reject God, God has never forsaken us.
耶稣被差来，神差他的爱子耶稣基督，代表了人，神希望人罪人能最终醒悟过来。
Jesus Christ is sent to us. This represents that God really yearns for sinners to repent and come back to Him.
表面上看来，这是一个很愚昧的做法。
So superficially, this seems to be very silly.
这主人呢，差了好多个仆人，每一个被打，每一个被杀，这甚至被凌辱。
So the owner sent so many servants. They were beaten, they were killed, they were shamed.
有哪一个主人会想说我差了那么多的仆人都是被凌辱被杀被打的，那我接下来差我的儿子去。
So is there any rational owner who would actually send all the servants to be killed, to be beaten, to be shamed, and then after all of this, he would say that, I'm going to send my son.
啊，你住在这个 apartment 里头，拆了好多个 manager 来，都被你踢走了。
So say if you're living in this apartment and the many managers were sent to you and then you kicked all of them away.
学校校长说，接下来我拆我的儿子来。啊。
And then the principal, the head of the school said, I'm going to send my son.
有谁那么笨？
Who is going to be so foolish?
拆他的爱子在这样子一个敌对啊，他的这个环境里头让他的儿子来受辱的。
To send his son in this to this such a hostile environment to be shamed.
在这表面上看来很愚昧的事。
So this superficially was very foolish.
却是神的爱。
However, this is the this is indeed God's love.
在哥林多前书说，这却是神的智慧。
And in 1 Corinthians, it is said this is the wisdom of God.
在那里原主说他们必尊敬我的儿子，这是很可笑。
So this seems to be very ridiculous when the owner said they are going to respect my son.
神差他的爱子也是被我们人来取笑的。
He sent his beloved son to be ridiculed by us.
第二，这个比喻里头有第二句话。
So there is the second verse, second phrase.
这一句话呢在第六节
which is in verse 6
当原主说完说他们必尊重我的儿子之后第七节说不料这些原户彼此说这是承受产业的来吧我们杀他产业就归我们了
so after verse 6 they will respect my son said the owner in verse 7 he continues and they sent another In verse 7, he continues, that come, let us kill him, and the inheritance will be ours.
你看这里是另外一个愚昧。
So here, this is another level of foolishness.
人的愚昧。
So this is the foolishness of man.
神的愚昧在我们眼中看为愚昧，却是神的智慧。
So the foolishness of God in our eyes, is foolishness, but is actually the wisdom of God.
这是第一句话。
So this is the first phase.
第二句话是人的愚昧。
So the second one is the foolishness of man.
人的愚昧就是真的愚昧。
And then the foolishness of man is real foolishness.
在人的愚昧当中说，来吧，我们把他杀了，产业就归我们了。
And in our foolishness, we say that come, let us kill him, and the inheritance will be ours.
不晓得是什么原因让这些原户认为说他把这个原主的主这个爱子杀了。这个原子就是他们的了。
For some unknown reason, why did they actually conceive this idea that if they kill the son, the inheritance, this vineyard, will be the tenants?
难道他不晓得原主还在吗？
Don't they know that this owner is still alive?
这个愚昧呢，让我想起另外一个愚昧的财主。
So this foolishness reminds me another the foolishness of another rich man.
在路加福音十二章耶稣讲了另外一个比喻讲到无知的财主是不是我们不看那个经文了、啊、
So if you still remember in Gospel of Luke chapter 12 this ignorant foolish rich man
这个财主呢他就说我、他丰收的多的不得了他要怎么办
So this rich man this he has a lot of harvest
他说我要怎么办我把那个仓房给拆了盖更大的这样子可以存收藏更多的食物。
So he was wondering how he could store all this huge harvest. He's going to tear down his existing barn and to build a new one to in-house all these.
然后我要对我的灵魂说灵魂呢你有这么多的财物积存你可以做多年的享用好好的退休、安安逸逸的吃喝快乐。
So, and then he said to his soul, so you have so many things to enjoy, you can retire and then just enjoy life.
耶稣说那是无知的财主。
And so Jesus said this foolish man.
愚昧的财主。
This is ignorant rich man.
因为你财产多了你就会认为人生是由你来主管的。
Because of all your wealth, you think that your life is under your control.
他忘了这原则不是原乎的。
However, they forgot this truth that the vineyard doesn't belong to the tenants.
这原则是属于神的。
The vineyard belongs to God.
很多时候我们在我们的人生里头，我们都是靠我们自己努力。
So in our lives, we rely on our own hard working.
我们看不到神。
And we cannot see God.
我们就认为我们这个人生啊，我这个生命啊，是我自己的。
And we think that our life is ours.
啊，我如果用一用多一点精力赚多一点钱啊，我能够以后好好的享受我的下半辈子。
And if we put more energy in making more money, then we'll be able to better enjoy our life after.
神称这些人叫财无知的财主。
And God calls us such people ignorant rich men.
因为他觉得他人生的院子啊是他自己的。
Because they think that the vineyard belongs to them.
其实是属于神的。
However, the vineyard belongs to the Lord.
每一个时代都有同样愚昧的人。
In every generation, we have such ignorant, such foolish rich men.
愚昧的人认为他们只要把神推到一边。
These foolish people, they think that as long as they can push God aside,
他们就可以掌握自己的人生。
They'll be able to take control of their own lives.
愚昧的人认为只要他们否认神。
So these foolish people think that as long as they deny God,
他们就可以自己做自己的主人。
And they can be the king of their own lives.
愚昧的人认为他们只要把神给抹杀掉。
And these foolish men think that as long as they erase God,
他们就可以自己来决定自己的命运。
They will be able to take control of their own lives.
我们发现，我们读到这个耶稣的比喻的时候，认为这些原户的思想很不合逻辑，很不合理。
So sometimes, even if we think that the thoughts of a tenant are very illogical.
那怎么会想到说，只要把他爱子杀了，就整个就是属于他们的呢
？How can they actually conceive this idea that by killing the son,they can have the inheritance of the entire vineyard.
他们完全忘了还有主人呢。
They completely forgot that there is still this master there.
我们也许笑他们的这种的逻辑很不合理。
So maybe we laughed at their illogical logic.
可是我们很多人呢，都晓得我们一生应该是属于神的，我们却活在一个不合逻辑不合理的思维方式里头，我们要自己控制自己的人生。
However, many of us, we have this irrational logic, and then that we want to take control of our own lives.
第二句话讲到的是我们人的愚昧。
So the second phrase talks about our own foolishness.
人的罪。
Our sins.
人对神的拒绝。
And our rejection of God.
第三句话。
Third phrase.
我们来到第九节。
So we come to verse nine.
耶稣讲的比喻讲到这里的时候，第九节他说，这样葡萄园的主人要怎么办呢？
So Jesus continued in verse 9, what will the owner of the vineyard do?
他要来除灭这些园户，将葡萄园转给别人。
He'll come and destroy the tenants and give the vineyard to others.
啊，在这之前。
So beforehand.
在这个之前，在讲这句话之前呢，原主看来是很无能的，很无奈的。
So beforehand, the owner of the vineyard appears to be clueless and powerless.
这些园户在这个院子里头发现，他差来的仆人给我们又欺负又踢的，主人都做不了什么事。
So the tenants found that all the servants that were sent to them, could be beaten, could be killed, could be kicked out, and then there's nothing, seemingly.Can be done by the owner.
他把这个园子给我了，他也许坐了飞机飞到新加坡去了啊，结果没有机票回来，他管不了什么了，只能打电话说差仆人来，然后都一个一个被我们赶走，主人做不了什么事。
So maybe he gave the he leased out the vineyard to the tenants, and afterwards he took the airplane to go to Singapore and wasn't able to find a return ticket. So that's why the only thing that he could do was giving phone calls and asking servants to come over.
在这之前，神看来是很没有效率的。
So beforehand, God seems to be very ineffective.
神也管不了什么。
And there was nothing that he could do.
看到这些缘故。 擅自自己胡作非为，他也没有做什么哈。
And to see these unruly tenants, there was seems to be nothing that he could do.
人把在忍耐中的神看成是不做事，也做不了什么事的神。
And people see this patient God, this long-suffering God, to be powerless and to be able to do nothing.
耶稣来到第九节却说，原主要怎么办呢？他要把他们灭绝。
However, when Jesus came to verse 9, he said, what will the owner of a vineyard do? So he will come and destroy the tenants.
神不会一直忍耐下去。
God is not going to endure forever.
他是长久忍耐。
He's long-suffering.
长久，但是不是永久忍耐。
He endures for a long time, but he's not going to endure forever.
每一个人都要面对一个最终的审判。
And every one of us will face this final judgment.
你有小孩子。
If you have little kids.
就连很糟糕的父母，宠爱小孩的父母，如果小孩胡作非为，父母也有忍耐极限的时候。
So even if you're very patient, if you're facing this very unruly children, this very unruly child, there will be a day, that your patience will come to an end.
父母再怎么宠这个小孩，最终这个小孩也要有一巴掌打下去的时候。
No matter how the parents indulge their children, there will be, a slapping of the face.
我们神不是这种宠爱我们的神，但是他却是长久忍耐的神。
Our God is not such an indulging God, but He is a long-suffering God.
但是最终他要来审判。
But eventually He's coming to judge us.
人人都有一死。
So everyone will face death.
死后有什么？死后且有审判。
And afterwards there will be judgment.
哪一卷书啊？那很好，希伯来书。我不问你几章几节哈，第四句啊，这个比喻里头有第四句话。
So there is this fourth key phrase.
在第十一节。
In verse 11.
这是主所做的，在我们眼中看为奇妙。
This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes.
在这当中，在园户拒绝主人的这样的一个比喻里头，这当中我们的主神，我们的主做了一个奇妙的事。
So in this parable of the tenants rejecting the Lord, our Lord has done something marvelous.
什么奇妙的事呢？
What is this marvelous thing?
第十节，我们来念第十节。
Let's read together verse 10.
来。经上写着说，匠人所砌的石头已做了房角的头块石头。他的意思是说，罪人所砌的耶稣却成为我们的救主。
This is to say that the wicked people, what we rejected, which is Jesus Christ, he has become our salvation.
这些在这个圣殿里头的人把那一个圣殿的主给弃绝了。
Those people in the temple, they rejected the Lord of the temple.
但这位耶稣基督却成为他们真正需要的那一个属灵的圣殿。
However, this Lord Jesus has become, the temple that they indeed actually need.
人选择了自己做自己的主人。
We have chosen ourselves to be our own master.
这圣殿本来是神交给这些人所管理的，是要来敬拜神的，结果就变成他们的贼窝了。
This temple was given by God to those people, to worship him, to be used to worship him. However, it has become the den of robbers.
这圣殿本来是让他们管理，让人接着这个圣殿，透过这圣殿能够认识神的，结果他们用来挑战神的权威。
They were supposed to manage this temple so that people through worshiping in the temple can get to know God. However, they have turned into their symbol of authority.
耶稣来可以宣告，在第十三章也宣告说，这个殿要毁了，一个石头不在一个石头上，全毁了。
So in chapter 13, Jesus comes here to proclaim that this temple will be destroyed, that no, not a single stone will be, remain on another.
这样的一个结局很好。
So this end is actually a good end.
有公义。
Which is full of justice.
所有的罪人被审判。
Every single sinner is to be judged.
拒绝神的人，罪人永远离开神的面。
And then those who reject the Lord will depart from his face forever.
但是奇妙的在哪里？奇妙的不是神的公义。
However, what is marvelous is not the justice of God.
奇妙的是匠人所砌的石头反而成为反角头块的石头。
What is miraculous is that the stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone.
这圣殿神要毁了。
This a holy temple God is going to destroy.
但是神却要用耶稣基督来建立一个我们可以靠着得救的一个新的圣殿。
But God is going to use Jesus Christ to build this new temple that we can rely and be saved.
属灵的殿。
This is a spiritual temple.
神的家。
And God's home.
教会。
The temple of God, which is the church.
这是主所做的。
This is the Lord's doing.
在我们眼中看为奇妙。
And it is marvelous in our eyes.
神为我们多般的忍耐。人却愚昧地一再地拒绝他。
God has been really patient to us, but we continually rejected him.
甚至有时候我也不晓得为什么，我们做了基督徒，我们还认为我们可以自己掌握我们的人生，人生是属于我们的。
Sometimes I don't really understand why after even we become Christians, we still think that our lives is ours, that we can take control of our own lives.
但是神要把这个毁了之后，他也要同时在面临毁灭的人当中，他要成为他们得救的根源。
However, even after God has destroyed this temple, he's still going to be the temple among people to save them.
这是福音的故事。
This is the story of the gospel.
我们本当被毁的。
We should have been destroyed.
因为我们自我中心。
Because we're self-centered.
在这邪恶圆护的世界里头。
In this wicked world of the tenants.
也就是我们今天邪恶的时代里头。
And in this evil generation.
我们没有节制。
We lack self-control.
我们人满了暴力。
We're filled with violence.
我们要我们所要的，我们不择手段。
And to achieve what we want, we would use any means.
我们不守信。
We're not trustworthy.
我们推卸责任。
And we shirk out responsibilities.
我们随心所欲。
We do as we will.
不分对错。
And regardless of rights and wrong.
不顾应当不应当，只要能够自己得到益处就好。
Use every means, as long as we can get the benefit.
这地球不是我们的，但是我们却占为己有。
This earth is not ours, but we take it as our own.
这人生不是我的，我却占为己有。
Our life is not ours, but we take it as our own.
人的贪没有止境。
And there is no limit to our desire.
在马来西亚呢，很多野狗。
In Malaysia, there were many stray dogs.
那有一次我看到一个餐馆啊，我妈妈曾经在餐馆里面当过这个厨师啊。
Once I passed a restaurant, my mom used to work in a restaurant as a chef.
在餐馆后面呢，也常常会有野狗在那里。
So there were frequently stray dogs in the back of the restaurant.
然后有一些厨师就很可怜这些野狗呢，他就拿了一碗的这个肉或者骨头啊，放在外面让狗来吃。
So some of the chef actually show mercy on these stray dogs, and then they would put out some meat, a bowl of meat or a bowl of bones out for the stray dogs to eat.
哇，四五只狗一起来分享这个食物。
So four or five dogs would come and to share this food.
对不对？
Is it right?
不对。
Not quite so.
有一只狗站在那里，不容许其他的狗来吃。
So there was the dog actually standing in front of other dogs and fending them off, not allowing them to partake.
人呢，自我中心，像狗一样啊。
So we are self-centered just like the dogs.
他们做了他们自己小世界的主人，把神排除在外。
We become the Lord of our own small universe and deny God out.
园子本来是主人的。
So the vineyard belongs to the owner.
当我们自己要用来决定自己的前途、自己的事业、自己的家庭，好像神不可以插手。
But when we want to decide our own future, our own career, our own family, we don't allow God to participate.
如果圣经里面说人应该人生应该怎么过的时候，我们觉得神很无理，很没有礼貌，怎么干涉我的人生？
So when we see Bible on telling us how to live our lives, and we feel like God was very intrusive. How come you actually intrude in my own life?
就好像小孩子拿了你给他的糖果之后，他就觉得妈妈为什么那么贪，要我的糖果做什么？
So just like the little kids, when you take away the candy that were given by you, they probably will think that why is mom so mean, so stingy that she took away my candy?
你给了他糖果，小孩子看你好像你是一个抢了要来抢他糖果的人，你怎么解释都解释不通，你就是那个强盗。
So when you take his candy away, they would see you as the robber, and then, regardless how many times you explain.
人就拿了神所赐的生命占为己有。
So we took the life that was given by God as our own.
信耶稣为什么要信他？
Why do we believe in Jesus?
我信我自己。
Why don't I just believe in myself?
奉献为什么要奉献？
Why do I have to offer?
我自己用。
I could just use it myself.
我们团契还查讲说有没有解释过十一奉献？你知道十一奉献是什么意思吗？
So, in the fellowship, we probably have covered the tithing. Do you know what is tithing?
以色列人出了埃及的时候，神告诉以色列人，你生的每一家的长子要归给我。
After the Exodus, at the Exodus, the Israelites were told by God that, all the firstborns, belong to me.
什么叫把长子归给神呢？
What 不是
把他杀了啊。
What does it mean to give the firstborn to the Lord? It's not to say that you have to kill them.
但是你要把它赎回来。
You have to redeem them.
用牛啦、羊啦，或者用钱把它赎回来。
With ox or sheep or with money.
它的意思不是说只有长子是属于神的。
This is not to say that only the firstborn belong to the Lord.
它是说你所有的都是我给你的。
It is to say that everything of yours belong to me.
长子奉献出来是要提醒你说所有的都是神的。
And the offering of the firstborn is just a reminder that everything of yours is mine.
十一奉献也是同样的意思。
And tithing also is the same thing.
我们所有的都是神的。
Every single thing of ours belongs to God.
十一奉献是要提醒我们说这一切都是神的。
And the tithing reminds us that all of this actually belongs to him.
所以如果是这样的观念的话，你就发现一定要十一奉献吗？百分之一行不行？你就发现这种的跟神讨价还价是很荒唐的事。
So, when knowing this, probably you will think, okay, do I really have to tithe? Can I do like 1%? And then, like bargaining with God is such a ridiculous thing.
因为你说所有都是神的，我用十分之一来代表说这一切都是神的，但神能不能不要用十分之一来代表说这一切都是神的，就用百分之一来代表所有的都是你的呢？
Because you may argue that so since everything belongs to the Lord, and while I can use 10% to say that this, to represent that everything belongs to him, can I actually just reduce it to 1%, and to say that, okay, everything belongs to you, now that 1% belongs to you.
这要讨价还价的本身就反了一切都属于神的这个认知了。
And this bargain by itself is rejecting our understanding that everything belongs to the Lord.
献上一生，献上一生，凭什么一生给神？神凭什么要我的一生？我要我自己过，我喜欢怎么过就怎么过。
To offer our lives to God, to offer our entire lives to God, why should we do that? I just want to do whatever I want. I just want to live whatever life I want to live.
原子被原户占为己有的故事就是我们的故事。
This tenant that occupies, took the vineyard for themselves is just the story that we are living out now.
神做了一个奇妙的事。
And God has, done this, this marvelous thing.
他把我们所弃绝的、厌弃的耶稣，却成为我们可以靠着得救的救主。
The Jesus Christ that we have rejected has been turned into the Savior, by whom, through whom we can be saved.
他为我们的罪死。
He died for our sins.
成为救赎我们的救主。
He became the savior of our, of us sinners.
因神的爱，神的忍耐，最终为我们差了一位我们拒绝的救主。
Because of God's love, because of his endurance, he sent us this savior that can save us.
人所弃的石头却成为我们可以靠着得救的磐石。
The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone.
凡愿意回转相信他的可以站在其上。
Whoever, is willing to turn, back and then believe in him can stand on it.
你愿意相信他吗?
Are you willing to believe in him?
你愿意放下那占为己有的私欲吗?
Are you willing to forsake, your selfishness?
你要让这个原主得到他当得的荣耀吗?
Are you willing to attribute the due glory to this owner of a vineyard?
在任何时候果子结得满满的时候走路的人走过去的时候说你所种的这些果子真好。
So every time when you have, a vineyard full of, grapes, and then the passersby would come to you and say, you have a really good harvest.
园户就会对路旁的人说、这不是我的、这是我园主的。
And the tenants will say to the passersby, these are not mine, these fruits don't belong to me, but they belong to the owner.
我今天一切所有的都不是我的，是属于那一位神的，我为他而活。
Nothing that I have now, belongs to me, it's all his, and I'm living for him.
求神帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
能够看见他是我们、的主。
That we can see that he is our Lord.
他为我们行奇妙的事。
And he has done marvelous things for us.
让我们能够一生归、分别为圣归给他。
That we can be holy to him our entire life.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父们感谢你，主你是我们的主。
Heavenly Father, we thank you. You are our Lord.
你长久忍耐。
You're long suffering.
你宽容。
And you are, forgiven.
最后你还差你的爱子耶稣基督为我们死在十字架上。
And you have sent your beloved son Jesus Christ to die on the cross for us.
将我们这些顽固心里刚硬的人能够看见主你的爱是何等长阔高深。
So that people like us who are stubborn in heart, will be able to see how wide and how deep is your love.
将我们这些刚硬的人或许愿意来尊敬这一位爱子耶稣基督。
So that people who are stubborn like us, are willing to honor Jesus as our Lord.
看放下我们抗拒的心。
That we can, put off our, rejecting heart.
让我们的生命里头再一次容许那生命的主人真正的主人回到我们生命当中。
And once more again, we can allow this true owner of our lives to come back to us.
让我们的人生再一次充满那个天父的荣耀。
That our lives can be once more again to be filled with the glory of, Heavenly Father.
充满主你与我们在当中我们彼此相交的这个关系、喜乐。
To be filled with the joy of a fellowship with Lord.
喜乐的生命。
And to be filled with the joyful, the joy in our lives.
帮助我们能够放下我们自己。
Help us to, put down ourselves.
晓得我们不过是一个管家。
And to know that we are only managers.
我们不过是个客旅。
We're only tenants, we're only stewards.
让我们心能够转向你。
That our hearts may be turned to you.
让你做我们生命的主。
That you can be our, the Lord of our lives.
祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.